This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira fama ba'du. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the students of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi came to him looking very sad. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi asked him what was wrong and why he was looking sad. The man said, my dear friend died today. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi asked him a question. He said, did he die on the sunnah? The man said, yes, alhamdulillah. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi said, then rejoice, because today he is meeting his Rabb Jalla Jalalu, the meeting that he worked for all his life, and his Rabb will reward him, insha'Allah. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that insha'Allah, our dear brother and elder, Dr. Khattak, was a devoted Muslim who lived on Islam and died on Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make this meeting with him the best meeting of his life, when he meets his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and insha'Allah is forgiven and rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to his family, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill his qabr with noor and to expand it and to make it among the gardens of the Jannah, of the gardens of Jannah. My brothers and sisters, we are travelers. We are all travelers in this world. We did not start here and we will not end here. This world and our life in it is a stage in our total existence. We started in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His knowledge when He decreed and decided to create us. We remained in that state as long as He willed. The means and rules of this existence were not the same as those that apply to us today. Yet we existed there for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into the alamul arwah, into the world of the souls, where He asked us if He was not our Rabb. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. And we all testified to it that He is our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that intiqal, to move from one place to another, is our way. My brothers and sisters, then we were born into this world, into an environment that was totally strange to us and which was a shock. So we came out screaming. Those who welcomed us smiled and laughed at our weeping. We all live in this part of our existence as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And then we'll go into the next stage of our life, intiqal, al-alamul barzakh, which is the qabr. There our means of existence and its rules will change once again. From alamul barzakh, we will be raised up on the day of judgment and taken to the place of gathering, al-hashr, where we will remain as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us and told us, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. In Surah Sajda, Allah said, He, Jalla Jalaluhu, arranges every affair from the heavens to the earth, and then it, the affair, will go up to Him in one day. The space whereof, the space and duration of that day, is 1,000 years of your reckoning. On that day, about those who believed in Allah and worshipped Him Jalla Jalaluhu alone, without ascribing partners to Him, because He has no partners, and followed the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu promised Him Jannah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but those who believe in Islam and who do deeds of righteousness we shall admit them to gardens under which rivers flow, abiding and living and staying there forever. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that we are all travelers. Rasulullah said, my example is like a man on a horse traveling in the desert. He saw a tree and stopped in the shade to rest a little while, then continued his journey. This life is that standing in the shade. To forget this and live this life as if we will stay here forever is the cause of all our suffering in both worlds. It is the traveler's destiny to move on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. It must be understood that the only law is the law of Allah. Some of his laws apply to the physical world and are called physics. Others apply to the spiritual world and are called the Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of both worlds and the laws that apply therein. His law applied in all our previous existences, and it applies in this one, and it will continue to apply in our existences to come. Nobody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has any authority in any existence, because he is the creator of the alameen. The creator didn't create and disappear. He is interested in his creation and he sustains it. We have been given limited choice in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that choice to take decisions about our lives, and he, Jalla Jalaluhu, linked consequences to those decisions. Consequences in this world and in the hereafter, in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us to decide whatever we like using our limited intelligence and faculties. He showed us a way by means of his perfect knowledge and his power. In his mercy, he also gave us a guidebook, the Quran, and he sent us a teacher, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to teach us how to live and how to take decisions so that the consequences in both worlds will be positive. Our destiny is literally in our own hands. Rasulullah said, if you knew what I know, you would laugh less and cry more, weep more. Rasulullah said, remember often the destroyer of pleasure. He says, al-mautul haqq, death is true. If we remember death often, the veils of ghafla, the veils of forgetfulness and illusion that have covered our minds will be lifted. The meeting with Allah is true. It will happen. Some people deny resurrection, and Allah said about them, وَقَالُوا وَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, and they say, when we are dead and become lost in the earth, shall we indeed be resurrected anew? Shall we indeed be recreated anew? No, but they deny the meeting with their Rabb. My brothers and sisters, let us see what happens when the time comes, as it will come for every one of us. When the believer is about to depart from this world and go forward into the next world, Rasulullah ﷺ told us that angels with faces as bright as the sun descend from the heavens, and they sit around him in throngs, stretching as far as the eye can see. Then the angel of death, Malakul Maut, comes and sits at his head and says, good soul, come out to the forgiveness and pleasure from Allah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya, fadukhuli fi ibadi wadukhuli jannati. Then his soul emerges like a drop of water flows from a water skin, no difficulty, no pain, and the angels take hold of it. Then he is grasped. When he is grasped, the soul is grasped like a baby is taken by people around when the mother gives birth. The other angels do not leave it in his hand, even for the twinkling of an eye. They take it and they place it in a perfumed shroud, and fragrance issues from it like the sweetest scent of musk found on the face of the earth. Then they take it upwards, they bear it upwards, and wherever they take it past a company of angels, they ask, the angels ask, who is this good soul? And the angels with the soul reply, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, using the best names by which people used to call that person in this world. They bring him to the lowest heaven and ask for the gate to be opened for him. It is opened for him, and the angels who are near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from each of the heavens accompany him to the subsequent heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Register the book of my slave in Illiyun and take him back to the earth. I created him from it and I return them to it, and I will bring them forth from it again." His soul is then returned to his body, and two angels come to him. They make him sit up and say to him, "Who is your Rabb?" He decides, "My Rabb is Allah." Then they ask him, "What is your religion?" "Ma dinuk?" He replies, "My religion is Islam." Then they ask him, "Who is this man who was sent among you?" He replies, "The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." They ask him, "How did you come to know these things?" And he replies, "I read the book of Allah and I believed it and I declared it to be true." Then a voice from on high declares, "My slave has spoken the truth. So spread out the furnishings and the carpets from the garden from Jannah for him, and open a gate to a gate of the Jannah for him." Then some of its fragrance and perfume comes to him, and his grave is expanded for him as far as the eye can see, and a being with beautiful garments and a fragrant scent comes to him and says, "Rejoice in what delights you, for this is the day which you were promised." He asks, "Who are you?" "Yours is a face that promises and presages good." He replies, "I am your good actions." Then he says, "O Rabb, let the last hour come soon so that I may rejoin my family and my property." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts us and says, "Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu walla takhafu wala tahzanu وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. Verily those who say, "Our Rabb is Allah alone, without any partners." Verily those who say, "Our Rabb is Allah," and then they istaqamu, they stay on that with steadfastness, the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, "Fear not, do not grieve, but receive the glad tidings of Jannah which you have been promised. We have been your friends in this life of this world, and are also your friends in the hereafter. Therein you will have all that your inner selves desire, and therein you will have all for which you ask for." And a welcome from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most forgiving and the most merciful. My brothers and sisters, remember, when we take the body of the diseased to the grave, we are not taking him to his final destination. He is showing us our final destination. Therefore, it is very beneficial to remind ourselves to return to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha asa rabbukum an yukaffir ankum sayyiatikum wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا تُمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah said, "O you who believe, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance. It may be that your Rabb will remit you your sins, will forgive your sins, and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow. The day that Allah will not disgrace the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam and those who believe with him, their light will run forward before them, and with their record books of deeds in their right hands, they will say, "Our Rabb, keep perfect our light for us and do not put it off until we cross over the Sirat safely and grant us forgiveness. Verily, you are the able to do everything." And for those who do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَا وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah said, except those who repent and believe in Islam and who do righteous deeds, for those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their sins into good deeds. He will not only forgive the sins, he will convert them into good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever dislikes meeting Allah, Allah dislikes meeting him. Aisha Siddiqa, our mother radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, who is it that likes death? Ya Rasulullah, who is it that likes death? We all dislike death. So does it mean that we dislike meeting with Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, that is not what I meant. The believer, when he is about to die, will be given the news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to meet him and has forgiven him and is going to honor him, and so he will love to meet Allah. That is why Rasulullah said, whoever dies on something, he will be resurrected on the same thing. If someone dies in Hajj, he will be resurrected in Ihram reciting Talbiyah. Whoever dies Shaheed fi Sabilillah will be resurrected with his wound bleeding as proof of his death as a Shaheed. The blood will have the smell of musk. He also said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِمِ. The worth of a deed is based on its ending. I remind you and myself, let us live obedient to Allah on the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we are resurrected in that way. The only way of dying on Islam is to live by Islam. There is no other way. We cannot live away from Islam and die on Islam. We will die the way we lived, and therefore this is the time for us to change our lives and correct ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best deeds, especially at our ending. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again to forgive and bless our dear brother and our elder, Dr. Khattak, and to enter him into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم توفنا مسلما واليقنا بالصالحين, وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.